Ben, tell us a little bit about that test, how it went for you.
I'm really pleased with him. He anticipated a few of the movements, but he's only nine and he's done some really good performances in the past, so we're just trying to push it a bit bigger every time. I got quite severe cramp in my legs and my hamstrings before I went in, and the medium trots were quite uncomfortable, but he just didn't seem to mind.
A strong field in the championship this weekend, a lot of riders bringing out some big guns.
Yeah, well, we've sort of rerouted it. I honestly didn't realise the prize money was so good here, so credit to the sponsors, because I know Mark Phillips wrote something in Horse and Hound saying we're not interested by prize money, but I didn't know it was even here, so prize money is a massive thing, so thank you to the sponsors for doing that. And there's some very good horses in the field, and we're going to have to give it some petrol if you want to get around this course and be at the top.
Have you walked the course yet?
Not yet, we've just finished. My wife's in the advance next, and then we'll walk the course later on.
Yeah, but in terms of a course, it always rides fast, it always needs an attacking attitude.
Yeah, this is what eventing is about. You know, it's the dressage has to be good, but if you're not quick and clear cross country, then it's game over. So, you know, we're going to have to go foot to the floor.
Fingers crossed for quick and clear, thank you.
Thank you.